We're starting a new sugya of Avatik Timarchonai, second half of Kira. We'll start now, and we'll Be'ezer Hashem be mamshech till Yom Rishon. We have Mishnah that's on base. Mishnah says, "Einoshin kli tachas haner lekabel es shemen." You can't put a kli underneath the candle on there to receive the shemen. The Gemara comes along and says three different reasons why that's so. What's Rishat in the Mishnah? But first, we want to start off with a memo from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, "Do not put a kli underneath the tanagrelis to receive the beitzah. An egg that's nolad on Shabbos is nolad gomer in the case of moksa. We can cover it with a kli that should not break." Now, really, what Rav Chisda is, the ratio that he's saying over here is, "Do not put a kli to cover the beitzah," is really the Mishnah. What's Rav Chisda being moistur over the Mishnah? Speaks at Tosfos. He's not. He's coming to be safe. Say really the safer. That underneath, just like Bashem is also underneath the Beit is also. However, only underneath is also covering the Maaseh Tzmutter. Therefore, when the Gemara comes and explains of Chizda, says two Pshatim and Chizda, it's really saying two Pshatim in the Mishnah. That means the two Pshatim of Chizda is Pshat in the Mishnah. When Yitz comes along to argue, saying a third Pshat in the Mishnah. That means the two Pshatim of Chizda and three Pshatim in the Mishnah. What's three Pshatim? Either we have Rabba says that Tolosh and Motzoi is Loitiru. We have a second shot of Yisi Mavatskin Lachonai. The third shot of the Getu of Rav Yitzchok Enkli Nitl Elzar Tova Nitl. To explain, we'll explain and we'll get to each. So that's just three pshatim. Beer Adover. Beer Adover. Each one. First Rabba, instead of three. First Rabba says the Yisoid of Atzolo Motzoi is a Tiru, it's not Motzoi Loi Tiru. That means pshat first in the Mishnah. Is that the case of the Shemin is the case that's not Motzoi, therefore Lo Yitiru, and the case of the Beitza that's in the Madro, in the place that's slanted, Lo Yitiru, because it's not Motzoi. Masha'enkein, putting a Beitza in the Ashpa is Motzoi, therefore you can cover it. That means that Chizda and the Mishnah is not Motzoi, in the ratio of Chizda, but the case of the Madro was slanted, Masha'enkein, the Ashpa is Motzoi, therefore you can cover it. That's the chapter of Chizda and the Mishnah.
The reason why you can cover it is because
Now the question is, what is pshat in this lamdas over here? There are four pshat in a tallis motzah. You're saying over Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's the words of the Gemara. Now in a tallis motzah, tia tallis, in a motzah, lo yitiru, what is the svara behind it? The four malchum among the Rishon, what the svara behind it is. Very basic yisoid over here. One like he's saying over, the yisoid is taking the lamdas of Yitzchok, enkli nitl, asraf, dove, nitl, will apply it only when it's not motzah. What's motzah will matter and let you take a kli, but something that is not really, for something that's not dova nitl. Well, that's one malchus. Rashi says it. The maisel, lalok will make motzah not kmina. We don't pass him in kli nitl or dova nitl. Come on, Tosfos, you have two kashas and Rashi does not like it. The second pshat, what's yisoid in Rabba, but tells motzah to you, and why it's not motzah loy to you, which is the sugya of tircho. Tircho, an avak, a sniff of the chol. And since it's not Motzai, we're not going to let you do this act of it's not Motzai, it's not the Sugya of Tercho. The third reason, the Rishonim go, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, a different part, the one Taino, that we know the Sugya when people are bold, they end up doing the Malachas. We know by the Sugya by Deleiko, Kedoyim, Shalom, and Dalit, come on the Rishonim, compare the same thing. Since a person might be bold, I might bring a Kli, Derech, Shushu, Rabim, and do a Malacha, Deraiso. Since it's not Motzai, therefore we're not going to let you go do it, we tell you, might lead to a Malacha. If it's Motzai, you end up losing a lot. So fine, for that reason, Chazal will make it. If it's not Motzai, we talk about the bowl, we're not going to let you go do this thing. A fourth chat, the Rashba, come along and says, very important you say it over here. I mentioned it when you learn the Sugya of Klish Mlach Leheter, is going to be also slow the Tzarek Klal. As I mentioned, the Chetz of Dalit, to come along the Paiskim and say, where's the Makor of slow the Tzarek Klal is also Klish Mlach Leheter? So the Mishmura, the place can bring down the Beis Yosef, the Magen Mishnah from this Rashba. The Rashba says, he said over here, one of the Pshatim is, that everyone agrees you cannot take a Kli Shloi Litzarech. Well, Kli Shloi Litzarech, and any reason, the Maisek also. Kim L'Gimal being Maisek, over here also, since it's at Tzolah She'enim Motzoi, also you cannot take a Kli without any Tzarech. It's Nichol, and the idea is not enough of a Tzarech, it's not Motzoi, it's not enough of a Tzarech. You need a Tzarech Toiv. This is not Motzai, not Nechon Neged of a Tzarech. Therefore, from this, come along the Pesukim, says the Beis Yosef, where's the Makor Shloi Tzarech Klal is Osir? We're from this Rashbi quotes. Of course, the Rashbi quotes Rambam, I think. Those are the two Makoris. Now, you look up at the Rashi by Austin, Dapim Beis, Dapim Gimel, really has two pshatim. One, he says, why it's nichli geder of shlo the tzarek klal. Why it's not motzei. He says, the second reason why, because odom bohol. He's not sure what the reason is. He ends up a machma tovel or bracha. So, Akronim ask, what right do you have to bring your mind mokum with the Rashi? The Rashi is not sure. That's pshat over here. The test of is very simple. The idea to say that a soul shen and motzei in nichli shlo the tzarek klal, that's the chiddush. The Vada Sloy Tzar Klal is Nichli Sugyo of Klishimak Leheter. Sloy Tzar Klal might is Osir. That means the Sloy is Emes. The Rajma took it a step further by Tel Sloy and Motse, Sloy Tzar Klal is Osir. That's the Kiddush of the Rajma. That is still ends up on Machmetov Lebrocho. Now this Rajma, you see two Yisraelis over here. From the Klal back to Klishimak Leheter, Sloy Tzar Klal might is Osir. Number one, we said, what does it get over there? Kemal Ler Choshuch and he wants to taino that anytime you do something Bedas, that's Nichli Geder of Tzarech. You have to be misastic, spacing out, moving something for no reason. You go over to a fork, a plate, you move for no reason. That's nichol to get up slowly, tzarek klal, being misastic. You do something bedas, that's nichol to get up, tzarek. They point out, this Rashba is doing a bedas. This saves something. I still don't want to say nichol to get up slowly, tzarek klal. So we see clearly the idea of choosing to go do something is not to get an alef to aruch ha-shulchan. Alef. Vezes, in slowly, tzarek klal, we're talking about klish shemach leheter. There's a in Sif Dal, it came along the different Akhoinim, Meshvubin, Zan, Shul, the Gemarim, the Klei Tashmishim, Klei Sudo, has a head to even Shlo Yitzhar Klal, just like Eichlim, in Kis with Klei Dishon books, have a head to Shlo Yitzhar Klal, came along the Meshvubin, Zan, Shul, the Gemarim, says, who did all, came along the Shurgilim, Allah Shulchan, also has a head to have a Shlo Yitzhar Klal, not Nichlim, the Gzero, the Tiru, because of the Tiru, because of the Tiru, never Nichlim, in the Gzero. They point out, we're discussing how to go over here. The Mamokim for the idea of Shlo Yitzhar Klal is the Rashba over here. What's the cases over here? One case example the Gemara speaks out. You have a koro, you have a plate that wants to cover the ner. You have a vayov, you have a tzavasuk about solo. Come on, Gemara says that solo that's motzoi. It's a plate. A plate is what? It's clay. Clay shulchan. That's wagal p'tashmishoi. It came along, that's the Mamokim, is the Rashba over here. That we see, the chorus say, see over here. That any kilmashur gilam atashmish ala shulchan should be also. Void, really, ask from our Mishnah, they're taking us a kli to cover your underneath the shemin, or a kli for the beitzah. What kli? One could have answered very simple. From a kilim shor gilam atashmishoi. Covers the answers. Kli shulchan, a plate, a bowl. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, the Gemara speaks out that one of the cases is a plate, is a karo. The Chor they want to bring a rash, dark rash for the Rashba, that the issa of shlo tzar klal applies to all kelim, not like the shulti gebarim. What it goes by any klisha makleheter, including kelim shor gilam tashmishoi, kelim al shulchan. That's the cases over here. That's mamash case over here. The Rambam also very clear. Right, sets halacha shlo tzar klal also on kelim al shulchan. The chiddush when you read the Mishavura, says the ma'isa the pleiskim a mekel v'yesh machmir mechein mashma v'Rambam. That's what you learn in Shulchan Aruch Dalit. Mashma Rambam is black, white Rambam. Ma'isa the steamers are pleiskim between machmir the lechaber the amor taz mogaram. Maisa the Makor Shaboy is the Aseret. Why the Minigas seem Mekel? Because most of Mishabura says it that way. The other seems to be Mekel. But Lun the Makor, the Chor, it's a very stark reason to ask that Shlo Yitzhar Klal, even Kalim that's on the Shulchan. So again, 2 years later, we see from this Rashba.
Is there a thing underneath
the narrative that's so critical? No, we didn't get it, but the second Svar. Right now, I'm going to Svar, it's all the Shulchan, the Rashba. We didn't get
the second Svar. No, there's a reason to explain why you're allowed to cover it in some cases
in other cases. No, you're allowed to cover it only in Ashbet's Motzai. In the Madjoin, the slanted is not Motzai.
In all cases, you're not allowed to put it under
your room. No, the question is Rabbi Gita Vyasif? No. No, that's the second Mandi, that's different Mandi Amar. So again, 2 years later from the Rashba, but number one, we see the Ged of Shlo Yitzhar Klal is even Badas in the Ged of Shlo Yitzhar Klal. And number two, Shlo Yitzhar Klal means even the Kelim Al HaShulchan is also going to have the Kelim Shlo Yitzhar Klal as also. Said underneath the can't, why? Because in a white catching book, they roll down the madrine. That's not what's to lay eggs in the madrine.
You can't do that in
Ashby
either.
In Ashby, there's no reason to go to the else. Go on the floor, big deal. There's no tzarech for that. In Ashby, you don't want people to step on it. You're going to cover it. That's what's
it. Would you be able to catch it?
But why are you doing it for? There's no need. No tzarech. They don't lay the eggs standing up and it falls down and crashes. They sit down, right? They lay eggs. So then, if it's in a slant, it rolls down. It's not a slant, we'll just stay there. Fine, that's Rabbo. Again, the second, now do we pack on this Rabbo, Tol Shein Motzoi, the Locha Eloitiu, Maisi, you look at the Rishonim, Azuro, the Ritzel said, Maisi, you do not pack this way. So not much of Kamina, except you said that the Rajbah came out, the kid of Solet Sarakwal. Now, the second channel Sugyo came along, we have over here, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the Sugyo, Sai in the Mishnah, Satsavatakli Machonoi, Sai Rav Chizdo, of catching the egg, Mavatakli Machonoi. The Maisa, the Locha, the person can cover it, because no dinner Mavatakli. That means the second chapter of Chizdo, that says you can, putting underneath the captured egg is also Afravatakli. Now, the Locha, do you go like this? They point out, Lachora, that we have Machlokes Rabbo and the Yosef Pshat in Rav Chizdo. When he, the reason why he cannot put a bowl underneath to capture this egg over here. They point out, Lachora, the fact that Rabbi said that he said it was that Solshen and Motzer Loetiru, who is arguing on Rav Yosef, on the second Malach of Yosef of Mavitakli. Why? Posh Nafkamino. It's a case when it's not going to be a case of a Motzer. According to Rabbah, the Maisri also. It will be, case it is Motzah, according to Rabbah, be Motzah, according to Yosef, will be also. So see the fact before Rabbah argues with Yosef. That means the idea of Vatakli Mechonai speaks of the Ramban, the Ritva, the Azura, the Kor, they point out before is a Machlaikis. Do we say the Yosef Vatakli Mechonai or not? However, the third Malach of Yitzchak ain't clean it, Lazar of Dovah Nittel, they say the Kor, he does not argue with it. It has a more of a Chumrah, he wants to say it even acts to cover the egg. So Lav Dafke point out is that Yitzchak, the third mouth, are arguing of Yosef. Those speak out the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashi, and others. So this is a Chor Machloek Shmavatak and Machonoi. That means the first Shmahalach argues on it, and the third mouth does not argue on it. Aloch Lamaisa, the Taisha speaks it out. Aloch Lamaisa, Lamaisa, as we pass Shmavatak and Machonoi, it's very clear the Rama passed this way, the Rosh passed this way, the Rif passed this way, the Torah. Maisa Mechabit is down five different times. This is Aloch of where they raise Samachay, raise Samachvav, Simon Shin Yud, Shin Laman Hei. Shinhei, bring down different times the Sugim of Vatakli Machonai. That means clearly we pass the Vatakli Machonai. That means you have to define how do we apply this practically. Just a third Malach. We'll get to what the site is. We'll have to understand what the site is. The third Malach in the Sugya, which again, not in the Rav Chizda, is a Yitzchak, which we'll really focus on next time. If Yitzchak comes along and says, the reason why the Mishnah says you cannot put a clean underneath for the Shemin, because ain't clean nittle el adova nittle b'Shabbos, and since the Shemin l'mais is Mokhsan Shabbos, the kli you cannot take for something that's not dova nittle. Nachkamina says of Yitzchak, the loch will be you cannot also cover the egg. Receiving the egg is also, and covering the egg also will be also. Again, I'll be as Bez Hashem next time. Focus on the sukkah of Vatakli Machonoi. Mice again, we pass this way. What's the swar behind it? And obviously, there'll be Nachkamina's ramifications, what the difference is. The swar? Okay. So, first, one reason the Kremlin Rashi in the Mishnah Daf and Beis, we are locking it down. That's Kveloi Mokhim, Mechaber Betit, Vedomim Locho. When someone's Vatakim Machonim, the Baya is, it's Kveloi Mokhim, connecting with Tit, Vedomim Locho. Vedomim Locho. With Yosef, or Almir, the Rav Mishnais, bring down the Sugar, Vedomim Locho. Locho Maisa, the Chayodim, the Kitzer, both them twice, bring down the Sugar, the Isis, Vedomim Locho. Now, what's the word Vedomim Locho mean? You could say Domi Mlocho, we had numerous times, the idea of like Uvdin Nechol. Looks like Mlocho, you're doing something in Shabbos. There's a Bayam, so the Sugya Uvdin Nechol. However, the way the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Azura explained, they say that it means that the Issa means the Sugya Baino. Domi Mlocho, what Mlocho? You're connecting to its place, the Mlocho of Baino. Issa of Baino. There's an interesting Bach in Eben Ezer. He's discussing the Alocho by Chalitza, Simukhuf Samatess. The law is you have to be kaveh mokum for chalitza. That means better than say do chalitza in this place. Come on the Chum Sadesh and it says you cannot do kaveh loy mokum on Shabbos. Why? Mechti loy kabayno. Looks like an act of bayno on Shabbos. Come on the Beis Yosef says looks like bayno. Ain't loy tam. Kaveh loy mokum bayno. So the Bach, I'll tell you very simple. We know there's a sugi of Dami Lamlacha, the Mishnah Brew over here, the Rashi of Dami Lamlacha, Mefti Gabayna, it looks like you're making an act over here. It says the Pshat, the Shemus Hadash is why? Mefti Gabayna, because we see as Rashi, that someone's Mavatki Machon is Dami to Malacha, the Malacha Bayna. Fine, so somebody extended the sugi of Chalitza, he knocked Kvele Mokim on Shabbat and Chalitza, he said Pshat in the sugi of what the Malacha says about? Fine opinion. So again, we have one Malach over here, one Pshat in the sugi of Dami Lamlacha. And the Rishonim Nachonim will say it means the Yisoid of Binyan. Aleph. A second, those speak out clearly the Yisoid of Mitzvah Binyan. The Zim'iri twice, Rimu'il, Orchaz Chaim, Kolboy. They say very clearly, they write, what is the Yisoid of the Yisoid of Vatakli Mokholi? It's at the Suga of Boino. And therefore the Taz and Simon Shinlam and Ches, he brings down the Loch Lamaiso. What's the Yisoid of Mitzvah Suga of Boino? So either we have the idea of Domi Lamalocho, which is the Yisrael Baino, well, those speak out clearly Baino. That means we have a group of Achmanim pass that way. We have the Tans that way, the Chayotim and the Kitzer. They pass in the Lomdus over here, the Isser is Baino. Asad Hasheni, read Rashi Daf Kuf Chalches, Rashi Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. He says, it's doing me to Seisr. An Isser of Seisr. You have something that's worth the Metalkal, now you cannot be Metalkal, Nichon, you get a Seisr. The Rambam and Parachalpeh, when he brings it down, this Nei Shuk is Seisr. This of Seisr, the Torah and Simon Shinyud, brings down the Isser, brings down Seisr. And also, the other kind of went this way, Lavush passed this way, the Graz, Shukhan Arfarah passed this way, Mishavu a couple times brings down the Isser of Seisr, the Gam and the Bialokhe brings down Baino, but the Mishavu only brings down the Isser of Seisr. And we have two main Mahalkim among the Akhrenim, either you have Baino, the Taz, the Chayodom, and the Kitzer, or you have the Ged of Seisr, which is Lavush, the Graz, and the Mishnah Berurah. Now, read Rashi Nafim Gimel. Gimel Rashi seems to say another mahalach. Rashi says, by the sigur being mechid, shemuchu metchil litotuloi, va'akshu v'seyu muksa, now you made up muksa. Explains the Prima Godim, that says, what's the idea of a voice, va'akshu v'seyu muksa? A different reason, a third reason over here. There's boiner, there's soisa, and there's a baya of making muksa. A person cannot make muksa on Shabbos. Now, I'm not clear exactly what the Isser making muksa on Shabbos is. The Prima Godim says the third malach over here. That's what the Taz rates on Mechayi with Oil Masor. Being down is Isser making muksa over here. They want to say it's Meduik that way in Rashi. Rashi says, doesn't say now it's Usr to Tulay. It's not Usr. Why me tell muksa? But they do point out, really, you can read Rashi two ways. One Pshak say Rashi is the third malach is Isser making muksa. Come along other Achoinim, the Wantaino, whether it's Debatino and Shuvo or others, the Heindikas today, Minchazosh and others in Wantaino. No, really what Rashi means is you're making a muksa, and that's a sibah, that's the cause why you can't move it, and now the issue is al-bainu al-saisr. It's the goyim mitzvah the swar to answer it. It's not a third reason. It's what? It's a building block to make the issue al-bainu al-saisr. They want to bring it right to it. It says, read Taisus by Ostam Ben Gimel. The only so Taisus says two reasons. Either Rashi in the last paragraph mitzvah al-saisr, the Khan, he says over here, why? Because mechabashon betech, the Khan daf Ben Gimel. Rashi Daf and Gimel says makes muksa. Daf and Bezan Bezi says al tamin l'malacha. They point out Taisan stands pshat and Rashi says v'kan Daf and Gimel. He wrote over here and not Daf and Bezan Bez. He wrote in Daf and Gimel. Rashi says muksa because muksa is a building block to make this to go by now. Instead of Rashi over here means the idea of a building block. Not three reasons, two reasons over here. But they point out just read the Taz. Taz Reis Tamachay says al muksa and Shin Lam Menchay seems to say al the in of. Of Baino, so it will be a stira. The one time it means that the muksa makes an act of Baino over here. It depends which mouth you're going with, but in Taz went with Baino, other go Saiser. Yes, that's true. Well, maybe we'll get to why. We'll get to maybe why. Now, the Chor does nafkamina, if the sigur over here is Misal Muksa, now speaks out the Prima Godim with three nafkaminas between muksa versus Baino and Saiser. Just mention one of them. Kimmel Prima Godman says, let's say you have a klisha malakta ila isser, and you want to put upon it something that is muksa on top of it. You want to put shemen on top of it. Shemen is muksa on Shabbos, muksa makmas kufay. So Kimmel Prima says, mitzad suga making a muksa already is muksa. Alts boinen saisa the loch is what? I can't move it. Before it's mutasar kufa mekaimai, and now shemen on top is muksa makmas kufay, I is eva boino, or is eva saisa. But mitzad suga muksa klisha malakta isser already is muksa. And I bring Shem on top of it. I'm adding on more muksa. Any isser making more muksa over here? Come on, that's when they point out. So it depends upon the chakir. What's klisha malakta isser? Which I assume you're saying. What's the lums of klisha malakta isser? Is klisha malakta isser? We understand the sugi is mitan muksa shabai or gzeres kalim. They want to bring a raya that the prim gun from over here understood klisha malakta isser is like the chai odom, like the mishnah berurah, the sugi of muksa. Once the sugi of muksa says. You have a klisha malakta isser, put shem on top of it, you're adding in more muksa, not bayam on top of it, the klisha malakta isser. But if you go like the goyim's mahalach, and others want to hang the sugar over here, there's kalim, as total over here, so forget, when it was a klisha malakta isser, it was only xeris kalim, xeris total. Now you're putting shem on top of it, now you're making it muksa. So I point out, we have a klor raya, it's not just mishmur, the chayad, of course, the premium godam over here, says the sugar over here, it means klisha malakta isser is what? Sugar muksa. As they point out, from Zalman and others being down to the side from this Prima Godim over here. Now, another reason, the fifth reason we shouldn't bring down the Ritva over here, and what's a Taino? Now, the Ritva the Achrenim did not really have, came out in the 1990s, 1980s. He wants to tell the Indian why to Mabatkim Machonai is because he might be covered Shabbos. Might be covered Shabbos. Now, therefore, the meaning, because he asked the Kli from its being, from what was Mutter, to now it's being Osir. Now, could mean what he means is Mitzvah making a Moksa, but his words are, might be covered Shabbos. What's Nachmina? So, speak Shabbos, Shabbos, Yitzchak. When the Nachmina is a Kli Shumachil Isser. Over there, the case over there, he might cover Shabbos. Please, Shmack, this is not supposed to use on Shabbos anyway. So, if you're not supposed to use on Shabbos, you put something on top, it will not be a case of Muxo. It will not be a Bayam, about to clean the following. That's not the reason might cover Shabbos. It won't, right, but I'm saying it's not a different reason. Yeah, it's also not. So, it's called this reason. No, right, no. But I didn't say so. Now, couldn't mean the written means of Muxo. It doesn't say those words. The words are might cover Shabbos. The sixth reason is Reim that bring down the depend upon the Sugim and Klin until Azar Kavan Nittel. The Chonim get involved where exactly it's still, where it's still is there. They clearly point out we don't hold that way because we Paskin, and Klin Nittel, we don't Paskin like that. Yeah, we Paskin about the Klin Makonai. So we get to first the Svaras behind it. We shouldn't be Iker. There are six Svaras, either Domin Lacha, one, the second Mitzad the Sugim Boino, third Mitzad the Soyser, fourth Mitzad the Muxo, fifth Mitzad the Vata, of Kovat Shabbos, and sixth Mitzad the Klin Nittel, Azar Kavan Nittel. Those are six stories discussed among the Gdol HaKohenim and Rishonim. To focus... It's not Boina Mamish. No one's building anything. Vlad is Mechzi. Poshim Mechzi. Not to write, so Vlad is Abonim. Now, to focus on two of the main reasons which we're discussing over here, the Sugya of Boina and the Sugya of Saiser. And what's the Nafkinina Mechal Sugya of Boina and Saiser? What's the Lamdus behind Boina and Saiser? So first question, the HaKohenim and Malachim discussed with Hakiro, which you read really the Gdol HaKohenim is discussing the Pnei Yeshua, the Prima Gadol, Ksam Sefer. That one basic question over here. What is the Indian of Mevatel Kli? Mevatel Kli from its tiltal? Mevatel Kli from its shimush, from its use? Mevatel Kli that before I was able to move from place to place and now I cannot move from place to place? I stopped its tiltal? Mevatel Kli from its tiltal? Or Mevatel Kli from its shimush that has its use and now I cannot use its use anymore? It can only do its one thing and it cannot be used for other things anymore. Example, they point out, L'chor the Svara of Baino, locked up in its place, it's not even Vat from Shimush, the Api Svara Shuai, Mevat from its Tiltal, it was going from place to place. Now you're connecting one place to another, see Mevat from its Tiltal, that's the Pashtus. The idea of a might in Kovat Shabbos is for Keret. Nothing to do with the Tiltal, the Svara Shuai is what to go away from a Shimush. You want to have different use from a Shabbos, it's enough from a Shabbos, and now you can't do it anymore to go away from a Shimush. No, I think what you mean is the now. The question is, what's Saiser? There are two ways, and you also read the Gadol HaKohenim discussing Saiser. Really, can be explained two ways: either Saiser from its total, or Saiser from its shimush. Right, its total was able to go from place to place, and that cannot be metaltal. But shimush had different uses, and he took away its use. So Gadol HaKohenim seemed to grapple: what is this? Even if we go Malach of Saiser, what does Saiser mean over here? So just point out, Nachum needs to explain what this means. One person, they're coming from the Taitz words. What's Pirush Amilus Mevatel Kli Me'achonai? Come on the Prima Gadim, and he's discussing the chil between Muksa versus the case of Boina. Behold, and they point out for between Boina and Saiser. What is the idea of Mevatel Kli Me'achonai? So there's one Malach, you come along and say, Mevatel Kli Me'achonai, min ha-muchen shaloi. What might it's muchen for? It's muchen for its thing over here. And therefore, you took away what's muchen for. It's muchen for its shimush, its stamshus. You took away its shimush over here. Therefore, they want taino, which are the getter of seiser. It had its use. It took away its shimush. Mina muchen shaloi. It's an adjective. What's used for? It's what's muchen shaloi. A second pshat says the prima godim. It's mevatikli meachonoi from its kinoi. Kinoi means its face, its basis. It has over here its basis, and now you cannot move it anymore. It goes from place to place. It's idea. The mechabit the mukaymi. You took away its basis over here. The noun, not the adjective. The noun. So instead of being mukam, the two ways meyachonoi, mina muchen shaloi, or meyakinoi from its basis, from its space. Says the godim, and I want to point out the afkamina is between baina and saiser. If they get over here, mitzad the sugar of baina over here, the maisa you're taking away, you're locking in its place over here. So therefore, the idea you meakinoi from its basis. you're taking away that it cannot be locked in its place. You mechaber the tet, you took away from its place.
So that didn't happen.
No, the bino has no. You locked it in, took away from it. It's you from its minamechun shalai meakinoi. You took away its business, it can't be used anymore. For its base. Look, let's read what it says. You can read it. Read some of those, if you're down, the Ishla of Rome. Let's quote first in Pirush Milos and Taich words. Now, to point out a nafkamina, very simple nafkamina, everyone will understand. The best of 10 nafkamina, you can see on the page, just take one nafkamina. It's something that's mechubal karko. Is there a bit of klim and chone, something that's mechubal karko? We have the Mechab and Simon Shinlam and Hayn Sivdal discussing when a person has the gigas, this fat over here, that he has grapes inside that are not pressed yet, and now they're seeping out from the grapes. Wine, Mashkus is over with Shabbos, come over more on Bay and still Mice smokes on Shabbos. We have this vat, the Mice has cracked and seeping through the vat. So what to go to? So come along and says to put something underneath it, to Mechabal it, you have a Bayah Mitzad, Vidukli Machonai, smokes over here. Says Mechaber. And eats it from the kolboy. Very simple. Go bring your bed over there. Go bring your chair. Make him welcome to your outside. Now it's a case of an overflow. You have a het mitzah graph. And therefore, since you have a sugar mitzah graph, it'll happen. It'll come and fill up. You fill up now this graph over here. And now what do you go do? Take it and pick it up before. And what you go do with it? Don't pour it into a second kli. So the mechaber pour it back into the vat. And it'll seep out again. It fills up. And therefore, pour it back inside the vat. That's what the mechaber says. Come on, the Mogavam asked a question. Maisa, the question is to go pour it into another kli. That's the Vatkli Machana. He says to go pour it back. He doesn't understand. You have a second kli over here. As graf should be, you like a person to what? To go metatel muks to be a daim. Go pick up this chavis that has mashkushes over inside. Just take the second kli and put it on top and fill the second kli up. Just like when Matal to be daim, go mevatkli Machana. Just like somehow the head of grafshuri let you do one act. Of what? Of total mukso. Let you mabatki machone put it on top. Says the Mogavam, Maisi, you know why you cannot take the second clean, put it on top and pull it up? It's mechubal karka. It was connected. So that means the other clean will be the second clean, says Mogavam, is connected to the ground. So you couldn't go do that. You couldn't pick it up and move it. So came along the Mechaber discussing, can I pour it into the second clean or pour it back into the vat? Says the Mechaber, pour it back into the vat. Why? Because you put the second kli, it's mevatch kli machanoi. So you see there's a bit of kli machanoi, it's something that's mechubal karko. Mechubal karko. Come on, Kiveger, it says, what in the world are you talking about? It's a bit of kli machanoi, and something's mechubal karko. Why is that so? Why should that be that way? And you look in your day, and see mechubches, by Gisei Dam, you bring down the Magravam, it says, we don't collect the Magravam. There's no idea a bit of kli machanoi, something's mechubal karko. What he said, Machlik is a bit of clean mechubla karka not. Says the Arfa Shulchan, says it may be very simple. If you go mitzad the sugya of Baino, mitzad the sugya of Seisr. If you go mitzad the sugya of Baino, Lamaisi, you're lacking his place, already was lacked in place. Already is also. You gain nothing out of it. Mitzad the sugya of Seisr, you're Maisi, you're Seisr very stumptious. Maisi, I can't take it out anymore. I lost out this vat being used for anything I want to do on Shabbos, have mukhs of things inside. Therefore, there's nichol to get him to give seiser. So, come on, our chashuk, the Mevina says, what nafkamina between bain and seiser? Mechubal karka. The Magarvam understands that the idea over here is mitzad the sugya of seiser. Therefore, want to find out there'll be an issim of adakim achonai and pick it up, pour it back, do mitzad the mukhs to be daim. Mashengim, Kivege says, no mitzad the sugya of bain. Come on, other chayim says, what Kivege not knows, machalik is the two mahals of bain and seiser. It's only us people figure this one out. And Kiveg did not know this. So those want to tie it back and say, no, even in Seisr, that to Mahalchim. What's the get of Seisr? Is Seisr a Seisr in the Stamshus? And Seisr in the total? Avad, you can say that everyone knew there's a Mahalchim Seisr over there. Became long Kiveg, and what time in the Seisr over here, inside the Seisr in total? You're not being Seisr in total. Mashenki, Mogar Ramon said, no, maybe the said the Seisr is Seisr in the Stamshus. That means Kiveg said, Boyn is out, Binyan out total. It's mechuber, no baya. Seisr in Mahalakha Seisr, it's also total. Magavem said, no, maybe you can go Mahalakh mitzad the idea over here of Seisr in the Samshus. Very simple nafkamino, chubla karko. other nafkaminas they discuss doesn't get the other way around. It's the mevatel the shtamshus and not mevatel the total. The primogodim in reis hamachay discuss and someone's moida no my shemen for machdilo. So if they want to tie in that case is a bit more shtamshus, not a bit of a total. What's say kunda mandiyom of sleis will be alter, mandiyom of boyin lamais will be motor. What others want to argue and say really depends. It's sleis mitzad shtamshus or sleis mitzad the sugya of total over here. Halacha ma'isa, which one is the ikum halach? So first, Mishmua goes him very simple. He came along and says, clearly the idea is mitzad tzayser. Now once you want mitzad tzayser, what an avonah in tzayser seem to have? Mishmua seems to understand it's both. Tzayis tzayser in the total, and tzayis tzayser in the shamshus. Now what one reason could say, because he held the both mandom, tzayser both, could be even more than that. Even on the mahalach of tzayser and shamshus, what is it's assumptions? You can have two assumptions. One is to be used, one to be metalful. So even you go to the Mahalakh, so you see the assumptions, part of the assumptions has two ideas over here. One is what to have its use, and one to be metalful when it has its use. The Makor we see the Mishavur once with both, is one of Reis HaMachay when discussing the inner of the Shemin putting inside the Kli. He's very clear. What is the issue of Shemin falling inside the Kli? He says, you know why? It's Mukhil Mitchil Tetuloi. But actually, also little too light. He writes the isser mitzad. Now you ask our total. He writes black and white. You say the soiser and you say the mitzad. You mavat. What is total over here? Mavat is total, black and white. Beis Hamavavi did the same exact thing. In Kuf Chav Ches on Beis, the Gemara brings down the sugya of amas amayim. Animal fell inside of it. If you cannot do panoso in a smoker, came along with more and said mitzad tabal chaim deraiso. Put karm makatsas, put pillows and blankets over there. Now, why exactly to put pillows and blankets? Why to pick it up a little bit? What's he said over there of putting pillows and blankets? Came along Rashi, and says Rashi, since the Behim was on top of it, therefore you cannot move the pillows and blankets. The animal is a very heavy animal. It's muksa, you can't move it. That's why it's mavatakli machonai. Be allowed to, but that's sabal chaim deraiso. Came along the Rambam said a different shot. Rambam is not the Rambam that says he stayed over here. Is why? Because right now it's sopping wet the pillows and blankets. Has no ashtamshus. You can't use wet pillows and blankets. What? A pillow and blanket is, yeah. We don't need a base kibble on Shabbos. It's a kli shemak left on Shabbos. Are you mavat making it sopping wet? You made a muks on Shabbos. Come on, the Mishnah Brewer, and he says, what's he said? What's the chiddush over here? According to the Rambam, why did the Rambam say that for? You have to understand. If you want to lift up an animal, mitzah parnoso. So not get darn amas amayim. What are you doing? You put a rack there, put crates there. You don't exactly put pillows and blankets. It's not exactly the best idea to lift up an animal. The commentary you say speaks out. That's the Rambam saying the Mishmur is bringing down. The say is that even though when the animal gets off, it still has no use in Shabbos, no time in Shabbos. Still tabel achaim no bayam avatikli mechonoi. We see the idea. The way the Mishmur brings down, what's the sugya amas amayim? He did not bring down Rashi. He only brought down the Rambam. Rambam brought down both. What's the Rambam? What's the Seisir? That he lost his Ashtamshus. He cannot use the pillows and blankets. That means the Mishnah Berurah understands the sugya of Mevatikli has lost its use of Ashtamshus. Ashtamshus, that's what he seems to understand. That means the Mishnah Berurah seems to say Seisir means either mitzad Teltol or mitzad Ashtamshus and could be both in Nichli Seisir of Seisir. Seisir means taking away its use. Its use can be moving it, its use can be Ashtamshus, but it's all Nichli together of Seisir. Nachmina, this portion Nachmina, let's say you have a spill on Shabbos, coke fell on the floor. So how do you go clean up? Take a shmata, can you go to the laundry and go take a shirt that's in the laundry and go clean up the spill with the shirt from the laundry? So nice, any clothing that's in the laundry, usually it can be worn if you want on Shabbos or during the week when you sponge it, people wear it, if they play sports, they'll put it on, if they want sweat up, they'll put it on. So that's the Roy went in the laundry. Very really you have clothing in laundry that's not Roy. They kind of you take it out to clean up the spill. Are you allowed to go do that? They say from this halacha is mevatel kli mechonai because now it cannot be worn anymore. Now nichla kein is sugya shivei kelim. Building upon the halacha of amas amayim, the Mishmur says now put karm v'katzis inside the amas amayim to get wet. It cannot be used anymore. Come along Ramosha, come along Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, Kol Shani, Orchos Shabbos, all built out in this halacha. You cannot take any kli and mevatel it from what's used. You can't take a shirt, can't take something that's not made to clean up a spill and clean up a spill. An example we once discussed that what do you do in the bathroom when you have no toilet paper, no tissues? So the question was, can you rip toilet paper machinally as covered abrius? So one of the questions is, Lechura, I asked my kids, what would you do if you go to the bathroom and there's no tissues and no toilet paper? What would you mice do? You have no option. What would you go do? So my kids said, no, I asked, would you use your hands? What exactly would you go do? Because what would you have to do malach of Korea, machine, a job on them? They told me they use their undershirt, And after Shabbos, what they do with it? Some kids say they'll wash it, some kids say they'll burn it, throw it in the garbage. But mice use the undershirt. If that's so, that's what I assume a lot of people do, they use the undershirt. What's he had to go do malach of Korea and Shabbos, even machine? We came along and said, we learned the sugar of Korea. Everyone learned the sugar of covered up Prius. Go rip a machine. And we said, better not go do that. We first said, it's better to go use it when still connected. And then flush it, that gum in Miskavan. That was the best thing. We said, if you cannot go do it, don't do a case of a Korea machine. And if we go use that, cover the Prius. Once you have to go use your undershirt. Everyone goes to the bathroom has an undershirt. Why don't you go use that? So you could stop declaring that using undershirt not cover the Prius. Before the terrace is even better. Even Vatakum Machamim. Vatakli. Therefore, you anyway, even if you're up on them. So the Korea, do a sheet of a Korea. Fine, so Maisa comes out, we have a safe Amas to mind. Two things. See, number one, safe in the Stamps, Mishmur went. And number two, Nachmina is, can you go use a shirt to go clean up a smell on Shabbos? Now, Mitzad, this is a local bit of clear, very clear among the Rishonim employees, because there are three different levels of Mimavatar Kli. The Sugya of Miyad, the Sugya of Lish'o, and Kol HaYoyim, all day. Now, we have to understand where the Makor is coming from, the three levels. Nachmina is understanding what the three levels are. And after Gimel, we have a case of a Tanagol that you want to put the Freich, really the chicklets, you want to put the sal in front of it so it can go up and go off the basket, up and down over it. Come on, Gemara says, as long as it's not the Ben Shmoshes, there's no problem. The mice sits on top of it, what's the answer? Speaks out Tosis, doesn't know why? Because Miyad, just flip them right off, shoot them right off. So therefore, since the basket can be used Miyad, it's not Mavatol Kli, Meyachonai. So we have number one, the Tosis, the Rajbo, they have a Sugya Miyad, that's Mutter. Vata Kli, that you can throw off Miyad and use the Kli right away, not Nichol Mavata Kli, Varaya. You're not Mavata Kli, since right away you can shoot them off. That's together Miyad. A second thing, we see in the Gemara on Kuf and Dalit, the Gemara brings down three different statements over there. We have first Rav Huna that says that the person has a Kli Shchukas on top of the animal. The Gemara speaks out, Kli Shchukas, wants to take it off. The Gemara says, Karni de Umni, it's a bloodletting object, place of maybe Mukhs or Gomer, place among the Rishonim. Come on, the Gemara says, L'maisa, let me matter the Chavolim and put the Korma Merkassis underneath it, fills some blankets underneath, and therefore will capture it, but will not break in this situation, and then slowly shake it off. And the Gemara says the reason why you can go do that, in the case of Shlafi Zutri. Otherwise, Shlafi Rabbi, L'maisa cannot go do that. And the Gemara is very clear, with the small packages, you can go do that. Otherwise, the big packages, L'maisa can't, it'll be Vatakli Kolayim. Otherwise, just shake it over slowly, the mice you can. The Gemara goes on saying a second thing from a braiso, that someone has either tevel or a shishas, a glass, on top of an animal. The Gemara says, untie it, let it break. We just said before, and put pills and blankets underneath it. Why would he let it break? Come on, the Gemara says, you know why? These are shishas. This glass over here is made for kalinas, for windows. And therefore, since anyone can melt it down, there's no hefset. The Gemara says, Ma, just, I mean, you might think since the little shards over here have glass, they do lose out. We don't worry about this in over here. And if we will not have a head for Vatakli, Bechonai, of Hefsin Mu'ut. Come along, Gemara makes a third statement in the case of Gamliel. He came along and had Dvash on top of the animal. Gemara speaks out that Dvash turned into Hechmetz and vinegar, and therefore it's only right for the Mach of a Gomel, therefore it's Mukhs on Shabbos. Gemara over there says, was Salocha, he leapt upon the animal on Shabbos, the animal Maisa died. I expect the Gemara Maisa was put on underneath the corner of a Kassus. Gemara says, you go do that. What's going to happen? It's going to vatakli mechanek kolayim, says Rashi, because you cannot make it all dirty. This jam or this vinegar pull all over the pillows and blankets. You lose it to stamshus. I expect the Gemara might say, so let's, says the Rishonim, let's stam untie it, and therefore the Rishonim say, let it break in the floor. And the Gemara says, no, I can tzav l'chaim d'abon, not deraiso. Otherwise, the tzav l'chaim is deraiso, we'll say, echanami, let the thing open up and fall and break in the floor. Comes out from this sugya over here, we see clearly on Daf Kuf Nun Dalet that number one, when it's shaflet, when it's shlifa izutri, small packages, it's a ker isav hefsin meruba, then l'sh'o the mice is mutter. Mashenkin, we see in the case of a Gamliel, when something that's a kolayoin, then even my hefsin meruba, the mice you won't even have a heter. That means to come along the Rashba, the Ramban, the Iktigal, the Mahalik, the three levels over here. There's a level over here, says the Miyan, says the Rashba is Mutter. The Sha'or, we have a Heter only in the Hefsim Rubal. And Kol Yom even has to rule my sense also. Come along with Ravama, he points out, that's very good, that's clear, the Rashba, the Ram brings it down, that's the Ramban, the Sugyo, three levels. If we go back to a Gamliel, the one of the Kasha, according to you, of Gamliel, it's Tzar Balachayim. So what's the world you had to? Let's open up and do what? So the Rishonim is saying, let it open up, let it fall on the floor and break. Smash. Come on, Gemara, no, can we hold Tzar Balachayim do up on them? If you held Tzar Balachayim as Dera, you say, come, you have to let it smash. Came along Rashi, Rashi says, no, it's not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is, since Tzar Balachayim is Dera, so let's put Korma Kashas underneath and catch it. Not let it break. Let's pull some language there. Let's move back to Klima Chonoi. I can be Koloyim. Who cares? Tzablachim is the rice over here. And the Gemara knows Tzablachim is the Rabbonim. Says the Magarvom, we see from Rashi that even though it's move back to Klima Chonoi Koloyim, I'll tap some rule. The mice will be motor. That means, what is Gemara's question on Reb Gamliel? Reb Gamliel again came along and says he left the Dvash, his claim at the top of his animal. The Gemara says, the mice will let him put Karma Kash underneath it. Tablachim is deraisel. So Gemara is saying, either what, let it break? That's what the Ramban and the Rashba understand. That means it's saying there's no hetter for Koloyim. The Rashi says, no, let's put Korma Kastis underneath it. Except you hold Tablachim is not bundled here. That means Rashi understanding that Koloyim, the Meister, you have a hetter, Mitzadis to give Tablachim. Mitzadis to give Vatakli Machonim, which I have to move over here. The even building upon this, picks up the Mogarvom. Read the Mogarvom, that's clearly what he's saying over here. It'll come out that we have a heter, a hefsim rubo on Koloyim. He does ask himself if that's so. Why in the world the Gemara before and say there's a hill between whether it's big packages or small packages? Even the big package comes along the Mogar Rome and says, who shall have a hefsim Koloyim? The answer is since there you have an option to do metalto ben nachas. So if you do metalto ben nachas or do a hefsim rubo, it depends. If it's l'sha'ol, it's better than mevatel lima funny l'sha'ol than metalto ben nachas. But if it's Koloyim, then the halach is better to do matal to menachas than mavat to klima falling. But we cannot be matal to menachas. Says the Magar Rama, Echnami, what a person should go do? He should do mavat to klima falling, even though they have to call yoyim, even in the case of call yoyim. Then, according to the Magar Rama, has he come out? Said the Fim Rashi comes out. Miyad is mutter. The Shaor, the halach is also is mutter behef to mubo. Call yoyim is mutter behef to mubo unless a person can do menachas. Halacha Maisel, the Magarvam likes to pass this way. He says, Miyad, everyone passes Miyad Maisel's mutter. That's not Mavatakli. You can shoot the Freichel was Maisel's mutter. The case of Lashaw, that's Gemara. Efsimu Bel Maisel, Yesh Lachel. The case of Kalayoyim came along with the Magarvam and said, Vesemach and Rashi Shito. Said also the Efsimu Bel person can be Maker. Come along with the Halacha and said, no, that's not Pshan Rashi. He has another Pshan Rashi. He doesn't like what he's saying. And then he says, Koshim Oy Lachel, a person cannot be Semach upon this. Therefore, the swam is manenu. The chanish also passes this way. A person that has to move, kol ayoyim has no etter. This is a portion of kamina if you want. A person, let's say, he has an air conditioner. The water is coming in, dripping inside of his house. Now, the extra the water is coming from the atmosphere, and the water is mamish nolly gomer and smokes on Shabbos. So, the water dripping into his living room, full of carpet, and he lets the water drip. The mamish make a hefse muba. What? Nolly gomer. Something brand new that mamish came into the world. It was not here before. Passion nolly gomer. So, dripping into your living room. Can make a mess with the carpet, floor is going to get into the seep into the ground. Have to move, but you have a heter to put a bucket in and cobble it. So if you put, let's say, a small bucket, so over there you might have a might overspill. You have a heter inside the sugar, maybe a grab. Still maybe this man the show. But let's say you're putting a bucket over there, or you don't need that much of a bucket, but still get ruined over there. Come along, you have a case doing a kol ayoyim. So you do something that's the kol ayoyim, according to Magar Ram, Hefsim Rubo, you have a heter. For the Mishpul, you have no heter. Might as well have no heter over there. With Mais of Ezra, we'll get back to the next time about numerous problems with the air conditioner. Well, Ezra, next time we'll get back to air conditioning. We'll build from it, this question. What? What's your heter to move Muksa? A half a cup is not graph.
Okay, so when it's why is it graph anyway?
Again, it depends how much you're having over there. It depends. If it gets a case, it might be graph, you might have after. If it's not graph, you have no after. We'll get to numerous problems where people that would do that. If it's your best room next time. I mean, if you put in the toilet tank, it's a big problem. I don't know what that is. You go use a toilet on Shabbos. people that want the wire from the air conditioner to the to the toilet tank. So the water is nice and looks so. Yes. Very sure. What? Which shamo? It's the bottle. Maisa repaskin afil elfle bottle of Yishma Tirim. I feel the Evelyn bottle. It was banned. That's not true. In the pipe. It goes straight through the pipe into the water. That's not. It's banned in the pipe. I can see it. I don't know what that's for. Even why anyone even think of the Shabbos for. Fine. Now, what's the getter of Lashon? What's the getter of Miyad? So now, once we know the sigur of Miyad, it's very simple. The getter of Lashon. Lashon does not mean an hour. Miyad, we see what's the loch of Miyad. You have that person shoot off right away. The shot is what you have this kind of omni, these floating objects on top of a pillow, you're shaking it off slowly. That means something you cannot do miyad right away, that's nichol to get of shah. If you have to shake it off slowly off the pillow, one pillow to another, but another one, that's nichol to get of the shah.
You don't have to do it right away, you could.
I didn't say that yet. I just said first, defining the shah and miyad. Defining it. That means, just when the kumlung, the lochan race tamachay over here, that what is the miyad l'shah? Mishua speaks out miyad, he has two cases. He places miyad, it goes out miyad. The case of the chel of the shayva, it says nichol and get a miyad. The shayva has the case of shemen. The case of becham. Becham is these coals. It'll take a couple of minutes. Nichol and get a of the shayva. That means two cases of the shayva, two cases of miyad. Miyad has to be something that can be done right away. Now, when he discusses the case of shemen, just to be clear, another point we see over here, it says over here in Sivkon Hay, the Mishnah Berurah, that the loch is by shemen. Why do you have a head to miyad? Just flip it over. He said, you know why? I don't want to flip it over. I don't want to. Why? I want to save the shemen over here. I want the shemen over here. Therefore, he says, that might can be menar, but I don't want to be menar. Vatakli melchonai. Came along with Sivkan Vav, he says, I left me metaltal. He says, I'm not metaltal over here. I couldn't metaltal it. Moses. So let's see. He said, to menar, I could, except I don't want to. Total, how can I do total? I'll do total as a bosses. So muksa machmas isa, there's a tapit, to bosses. Wait a second. If it's a bosses, near his usher and told his usher. It's not a basis near his motor and told should be motor. What's going on over here? Chura, you say we see over here, and the Shua speaks out, there's something raised above on Siftes, but the case of Kani the Omni, the question over there is on this the pillows and blankets over here, the Chura should be a case of a basis. What's the heter? Well, that's what we're pointing out. See the society. Come on, the case of Kani the Omni, we have over here the fellows have the pillow and blankets. Kamlu Magaraman says, we're shaking off slowly, otherwise we call a yoim. How can you shake off slowly? Bayab and tell the sugya bosses. Says the Magaraman have two terutzim in the Baal Amor. One terutz is no bosses on Shabbos. Second terutz, since I plan to remove it, therefore there's no bosses on Shabbos. But the same thing we had on the Aloch and Sif Chav Zayin and Sim Shinchas. Baal Amor, he brings on over here not all three terutzim terutzim, only brings on two terutzim in the Baal Amor. The first terutz and the second terutz. One is no buses, or they're in the buses, unless I plan to remove it. Come on, Mishmur, then it's being done only one mahalach. Magavam's first mahalach of the Baal Amor, there's no buses on Shabbos. That means he's passing the reason why you take the pillow and shake off the kani only to a case of near, why there's no buses on Shabbos. So first, the come along, we're seeing clearly what's up, one of the Mishnah Berurah, there's no bus on Shabbos, you can shake it off. That's very good, why he says, Reisamachay by the Shemin, which are near, I can't do near. I can't do near. We point out in the Baal Amor aspect to Chaznish, then the Maisa Hakim will say no boss on Shabbos. This is Sugan Beya Shuya Kleis. You see clearly there is a boss on Shabbos. Shuya Kleis says it cannot be metaltal. The Kleis over here. Or you see Grapha Kachilak, you don't do that. Clearly it's a boss on Shabbos. Says the Chadish, you say Ke'ein Taisa Kuf of Gimel Malafi brings down. There's a group Mishmur Paskin Simon Shintes and Dalit from Kiveger from Taisa. There's the idea of Chetzi Bosses Lailam Tolls. That the Maisa is the something that near can be Mutter and Tiltal is a case of Tulser. What's very good now, Mishmur, the case of Shemin, by Sivkon Hei versus Sivkon Bob. Sivkon Hei discusses the sugya near. They said, that's what I can do near. I don't want to. Mavatakli. Sivkon Bob, he says, I can't metalto. Why? Because the sugya busts over here. Why is Muksa Machmas Isser? Why? It sounds like again, you can push away the right, but it sounds like very stacked because he's saying, you see Mishmur, Cheti bosses. I guess me a question. What about the Mogavom then? Magavom we point down Sivkon and Bay, Sim Shinches held, and not the way. Sign near and sight till my says mutter. No, oh, so come on, what? Oh, so speak to the master check, let's think, sharp, my says souls, why is it a bit of the over here? If so, so what's Bayav Shemen? Mishmur says, Nira, I don't want to do. And Tiltal, he says, I can't. How do you answer that according to Magavram? Let's do Tiltal then. Yeah, but Tiltal Shemen. Speaks out, explains the Machzor Shekel. So even though I can do Tiltal, what am I going to do? To put in another Kli? Some Kli, Mevat the Kli at the end of the day. I have to put it somewhere, and wherever I put it, Mevat the Kli. I can move the Kli. Mishmur says, I can't move the Kli. Why is Muxa Machzor Isser on top of it? Machzor Shekel says, move the Kli. What I'm going to do, move this Kli with Shemin, put another Kli. Or put a Kli that's Mechubur. Coin doesn't make a difference. I want to save it. I don't want to lose it. The whole reason I'm moving the Shemin, I don't want to spill out because I'm losing it. So I have to put it somewhere. And Coin the Mechubur is very good. Even Mechubur won't even gain out of it. So I have to put the Kli somewhere. That's the Bayah of the Sugya of Shemin. Because I can't Menar, and I can't put it anywhere from the Kli. What Kli do we have as spot? Before Shabbos, not Muxa. How do you have that? You know how to do that.
So many good from Friday.
You have, from Friday's not Muksa. Shema's not Muksa. Only.
No, so you have a Kli that has Muksa, whatever the case is. You ask the sign kit, I don't know. You can't move it anyway. You can put your Shema in that Kli.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to. It's Chassar Kiss, you don't want to do that. What's Chassar Kiss?
Find a case, so with this rocks and a thing, you can't move it anyway. So
the
question. Oil will be a rocks.
You want oil without wax inside, so it can be dirty. That, again, that's how the Machzor Shekel says. You have to answer Magavam somehow. Shavuot's Givaldik, right? Chetzi Bosses. Magavam can't say that. Now, this idea over here of saying the getter of Le Shah and Le Zman is that Miyad. A Miyad means something that a person is able to flip over right away. Mash Eng Le Shah is something that a person has to do slowly. What does that mean? It means someone. What does the idea of Miyad mean? He can. He plans to go do that miyad, or he has the potential to go do it miyad. If he wants, he can, he chooses, he doesn't have to go do it. Does it mean he has to, or he has the potential to go do it? So the Graz Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Kudrus Akron, being along with what say, my colleagues are showing them, the Rebbe Tzvi Amram, others, what the law is it something you plan to go do with the potential? But they point out, you read inside the Mechaber twice, and the Rambam, others seem to go, the idea is you have the potential, that's not that you have to, not that you plan to, as long as you have the potential to go do it, besayder. One case of being down is the halacha over here, the Mechaber brings down, when you have these the small packages, he says, Shechirin l'shamta medachtayim, you're able to. Not that you plan to. The small package, but one, I'm able to. That's the getter. They point down the halacha in Simin Shin Gimel on Siv Zayin. By the case, you have a safsul, Aruch Zamito. You have a curry that broke, and you want to put a button on the safsul, Aruch Zamito. Says the Mechaber over there, the halacha is, you can put it on top of something. Watch, if you want, you can take it away. Most people plan to leave the curry on top of the safsul. If you want, you can. Unless you jam in, then you won't be able to. If you want, you can. Words of the Mechaber. The other point now, the lock over here is not the sign of that you plan to miyad. You can let the bird stay as long as you want. The first as long as you want for the safsul on this turnover basket over here. As long as you can, when you want, shoo away the freichim, it won't be nichol together or the chumavat and the mechonai. As long as you can. Not that you plan to, can is enough. Now, if that's so, this is also maybe we'll lead to next time, is that first, let's say he eats pistachio. Pistachios, he opens them up, right? He drops the shells, he eats the nut inside. You have these shells on your plate. Can you flip it over on the table in front of your mother or wife? No. So why not mevata kli, mefonai, the plate right now? One even baya, we're discussing here the cases of plates in the circular or on top of in there, mevata kli. What's the heter of putting muksa that has no heter in the plate? You have a fork in the plate, a heter in the plate, which Shavuot speaks out, there's no mevatikli. You have an empty plate. And you put shells inside, no animal eats pistachio shells, as far as I know. Bones are going to tell me, maybe a bones, not muksa. The case of pistachio shells, sunflower seeds, maestro, lakura, are muksa gomer for everybody. What's the heter? So you can tell me, like, no one's around, flip it over, the seder, miyad. But once you see the getter of miyad means something to be done right away, you have to take it, put it in the garbage, or do it somewhere else. That's definitely getter of the shah. If you have a hefts mover, you have a heter. Otherwise, what's the heter? Go do that. Elamai come, you have a heter graph. I can move it. When you're eating, there's no graph. If afterwards, you have a whole bottle of graph. But when you open the first shell, put it down, you're eating and eating and eating. No one says that's disgusting. They leave it there. It's not. It doesn't bother you. When it gets to when it bothers you, it's graph. It doesn't bother
you, but you're not going to get up.
No, no. It bothers nobody. Not accuser.
You put it on a napkin, you put it on the top of a napkin, right?
No. How? You can't shake it off. It's a basis. Now what? Near, you can't do near. Tiltul, it's chatzi basis. What do you want to do with it? With a napkin? Who measure will get next to the poiskim aser. A lot of poiskim in the sugyos veishver. The Rosh Hashanah looks at, he discusses it. Rosh Hashanah, you make him go against the mishmeruah, but the pasuk against it. We'll have to get now. We'll leave that with the Yashimosh. Again, that's why we're trying to build cases, questions. We'll measure and finish them next time. But no, that won't be a hetul here. It will not be a hetul. We'll get to why. So again, the Arts form of Maisa Asit is very shvirl aloha, agam the minigus seems to be makel. This will lead to really what you're asking. Is there a heter out there that things that are aimed for shimush is not mavato kli? Be a dover. Very simple case for this cause. Could a person take a garbage bag, open the Shabbos, and put a diaper inside? How can you do that? What's the heter? Right now, are you narrowed out on the floor? No, you're not going to narrow it out. Buy a diaper bag, any garbage, not going to narrow it out. On my total, it's a chetzi basis. What are you doing over here? What's the hetter over here? It's not clear, maybe you have a hetter graph. Let's say in another case, a graph, but without the hetter graph. The question is really is, in something that it's astrumptious, it's rucha, what's made for, is it a mavatar klima falim? Those who want taina, the whole yisrael we set up in the beginning, that what's the type of mavatar klima falim? Minamuchen shaloi. What it's prepared for? Mavatul from it, whether it's a filter or just stamps, minamuchen shaloi. What is muchen for? Was I mavatul the garbage bag from its minamuchen shaloi? Its minamuchen shaloi is to be a garbage bag. That's its function. That's its use. That's what it's made for. Minamuchen shaloi, to be a garbage. Therefore, those want to know that where they go mahalach mavatul of shemesh or tilt does not make a difference. The whole idea is minamuchen shaloi. Is it shimush or is it total? Yeah, that's made to be. That's not a problem here. Therefore, Kamal Mishlam is Alman, numerous times, Kamal it says, when something's Oymer Lakak, there's no Isser. Of Yashman this way, the Oymer, the Vosner, the Shmir Shabbos, and Chaim, or Shabbos, and Roy Vachonim went this way. This question of Moshe Feinstein, Neve Chomim, the guy that said that Agam it's Roy to be Machner, said the Minix to be Mechel. Something Oymer Lakak, and Maise Eve Heter. I said a Shani, those are argued. They say two things. Number one, they point out there's very good going to Tzayser. You go to Tzablino, the Maisa, you have this garbage, you put the diaper inside, you don't plan to move it, it's not a graph where it is right now. But full often, eventually might be a graph. Tzayser, Boyne, Mavato, Stilton. You can't move the garbage right now. Very nice, you're going to go to Tzayser. Boyne, we have the Chayodon, we have the Kitzer, right? We have those Maisa Paskin, we have the Taz. The idea of Boyne, what's the head over here? Hoyd Elamai, you don't tell me it's a Soyser? He means that Soyser. Maybe Soyser means that Soyser of the total. He also uses Soyser of the total over here. And therefore, Yakamnetsky, the Kodashani, Mil Seifim, the Chzava, what's that? You cannot open up a garbage bag on Shabbos, put things inside. So I tell you, I'll give you a very simple answer, says the Yakamnetsky. What should you go do? It's very simple. You should open up a brand new bag before Shabbos and put a cup inside. That means, last Chabori said, the Urch of Shabbos, others say, what's the answer? Moving a garbage bag on Shabbos. And make sure take the garbage bag out right before Shabbos. And start the new garbage only on Shabbos and put something when only after Benish Moshes or for Shabbos. Only do that. Come along the Yakimnetsky says, what should you do? Make sure you start the new bag before Shabbos and put them in before Shabbos and now it's Muxel. So you have to make sure you do something. Not sure what. What happens to the Sigma Vatikli Mechonai? Kodeshani says, let's say you did not do it before Shabbos, says then open it on Shabbos, and make sure on Shabbos you put in Hetzer first. Says put a Chapami plate in first. Not that simple. We discussed already, Machlokes Shokel, those who are Taina, the Chapami plate in the garbage of Shabbos is Shiva Kalim right now, it's Muksel. He's Lashitosai. No, attorney, we don't care, any Chapami. Even Cleveland won't work. According to those who hold Shiva Kalim, no one's taking it out, Shiva Kalim. When you put things on top, you mean Shiva Kalim, they gain nothing out of it. Why would that help? Because Mishbuah says, we have Isser and Heter inside. Because now Heter is more closer than the Isser, and therefore come and topple it. You can topple whenever you want. Whenever you want, you can move it. Whenever you want, not inside graph. Move it whenever you want. Mishbuah says that, right? But the case of Shemin, you're making a bustle Isser Heter, the Heter is more closer, and can, whenever you want, the Malkum can always be on top of it. It's Miyad, you can go do it. So we have this little bit of a problem here. What exactly, how to deal with the garbages over here? Now, to those who want to be machmer, again, the Koshani says, Meister be machmer. So we wrote to him and asked him, if so, what does he have to over here to go use a tissue on Shabbos, a toilet paper on Shabbos? Yeah, no, I have to go use it. First, he wrote back to Koshani and says, Nir is not called a kli. So he wrote back to him, so what? Mishmur is to say, he's not a kli, levat kli machonai. So what he wrote to us is, Shimush of Kilo is not nichol levat kli machonai. You have to understand when we get back to also next time what his yisoid I think means. If something gets used up, gets destroyed, it's not nichol sugil levat kli machonai. That means if it bangs, it doesn't get destroyed. If you use, why you open the bag and use it over and over and over until it fills up, that's nichol negedel levat kli machonai. Tissues in one time use, it's not nichol negedel levat kli machonai. Maybe a diaper also one time use, also, start saying how exactly look upon it, and therefore it might not be nichol negedel levat kli machonai. But Lumaisa, it seems to me, first of all, if you go with Mishabrua, you should be listening to Mahalach of Mishabrua, he goes with Mahalach of Saiser. If you go with Mahalach of Saiser, according to Mishabrua, Saiser means either mitzad, the idea of Minamuch and Shaloi, meaning either Saiser is Shabbos or total, the stark is for, and why Reuver Chaim seems to say, you can't be making without God in Saiser Shabbos. But he took both reasons, and I think he means, it's all Nichol is saying Vart, of the Namuchin Shaloi. The Namuchin can either be total or Shimush.
Yeah, but now you mean
the Vatal
is total, but not
the Shimush. No, that's part of it. The Namuchin Shaloi means anything. The problem with Mukhin being garbage, it's not Mavatal. It's not Mavatal what's made for it. It's made to fill holes. That's what I'm doing over here. A garbage made to open up.
Also part of the Shimush.
Part of the Shimush, no. Part of the Shimush, most times, be over here. Garbage are made to fill up in this place. It's not made to be for place. You might sometimes do it, but that's not garbage. That's not a shimush. It's made to be a garbage fill up. You might move it, but that's not a shimush. It's not made for it. It can't be done that way. Now, building upon that we have these garbage bags over here, would now lead to, let's say you have a, go to the store, the makolot, you get a bag, when shopping with, you bring it home, when you store it, to put things inside, bring your safety yeshiva, to use the packages. And also, sometimes people, they put diapers inside. They wrap it up, it's maybe a secret bracha, or they don't want to put it inside the main garbage, it smells in the house. So is there a head to use those bags? Are they called oimelakach? That's what it's made for? Or no, those bags have no head to. Maybe only garbage bags are minamuchun shalai. Those bags are muchun for everything. For example, like a plate, the Gemara is very clear, plates don't have a head to mevatach kli machonai. A plate made to hold food and cover it and do whatever you want with it. No, its main function is what? Is to be a place for food. True, can be used for other things, not nichol together, not nichol with minamuchun shaloi. So, does that mean it's designated to be a garbage? Or it's also aimed for a garbage? Is it gam or designated? In the makilim, that means noch the makilim, the chod shani, there's no het at all. Noch the makilim, how far do you take this set over here? Mr. Kaplan has a, she wrote the Shekhar Torah in the Kibbutz Levi Yam, this question. And it brings down that he asked the Rebbe Shmir Shant Kachosa, he held even a makolet, a bag that you bring from the store, the Meister, it's nichol together of Oymer Lekach. He says the Issa question to him, the Yashiv, and said the Meister is also the Mutter. Gam or Shabbos, he said, the Dalsa, the Issa question to the Yashiv, said, no, the Meister is also. The Issa Berkowitz says, the Meister is also. The only head you have over here, when Oymer Lekach Mamish, that's what it's made for, not Minamuch and Shloy. Mash Engi, some of it has two uses, you took away its second use. You took away that part, that second use, you mevatel it. So those Meister who want to be Mekel, the Minam Shom Zalman is not that way, time wants to go that way. All this time, Meister, you took away its other use over here, definitely get a mevatel kli machonai. What? It has two and it took away one of them. I have a right to, no it's to doing that during the week. On Shabbos, you have an Isser. That's the question over here. That's the question. It's used for both things. I took away one of its uses.
Yeah, but the use is for both things. That when I use it for one, I can't use the other.
So you knocked away the second use. Can you do that on Shabbos? That's the shayla.
So
that's the shayla.
So they rolled that if I have a plastic bag, I can't put something in it and walk with it. Why put anything in it? Because I took away the other use.
No,
I
can always take it out right away. This I can't. This
no,
is mukhsa.
No,
when I put a safer inside, It's miyad, if I had to miyad, right? So if I take a gemara out miyad, there's no less than vatukli makalai. As long as I can take it out, there's no vatukli. As long as I can take a gemara out, I can do that. It's not vatukli. Can I take the dife out? No, it's mukhsa, I can't do that. I'm vatukli. So again, we have these swords over here. The svar over here of Seisr, just to point out, the rise of being down to the idea of Oymel HaKakvah, Smotr, number one, they point out that the Levosh won Mahalach of Seisr, and he writes clearly, the Reis HaMachay, Reis HaMavav, he said the Seisr, because Oymel Lezeh, he took away what's Oymel for. Levosh writes Mamash the svar over here. They point out, read the Meshavu and Simin Shanei, Sikon Samach Tess, he writes, why, what's Baya? Yimvato Mashi Mulchenes, what's prepared for. So Meshavu has time to say Mamash the svar over here. If it's Mulchum in this, Mice is not a Baya over here. Now, the Machmir would say it's very nice, but you have to worry about the Taz, the Chayodim, the Kitzer. The question, we have to worry about the Shita, won't be on the Mishmur, not this way. Any garbage bag, any bag, this question is. Now, just there's a Mi'iri out there, they want to bring a Raya Lekula, this idea of Oymi Lekach. There's a Mi'iri that says, for some of the most cases, you have Shemen dripping inside, and you put a plate underneath. Come on, the mission says you cannot do that with the shaman. Well, the Maestro, every week that happened that way, and people will leave something to receive the shaman all the time. That means they had a candle hanging. That's something underneath to capture it. Doesn't mean you want a mechid to go take that away every Friday. Why that the special bold mission says also? Even the thing that's here, why not mechid to go take it away? Doesn't mean you know why? Because the Maestro, it's made to be there, it's caught to be there, it's only meant for this. It's kibachum and then smokum. So see the idea, something's made for it. Come on, numus achoinim, shvasitkov, vishas a Shabbos. It's a kaplim or a Shabbos, one tiny, we see it's oymel kaplim, iri, it's motor. Maisa l'chor, if you just read the words clearly, l'chor, it's mamash v'kar. The Miri is saying, this is mechuper in the mokum, that live what's motor. Because it's made to be in this place. Mamash engin, all things are made to travel place to place. L'chor should be all served, but oy, the Miri wants malach, or bain, and have a slicer. I don't know if you have any right at all from the Miri. Fine. But issue, you have to look at the Miri, they want to be right from it. But nice, we have clear machlokes over here, that those want to be machlokes, or we make them, have bain, and slicer. Just to end off one last question, building upon this you said over here, first has this garbage bag over here, it's filled up with garbage, all the way to the top. Now, you have an option over here, let's say you want to take these plastic bags you get from the store, and you have a choice of opening up a brand new plastic bag, and vatukli, or you can take the bag I have right now and empty it out, the metal to muksa, and use the same bag again.
As a process for your
own. Could be. But let's see what the Magarvam says first, before we get, maybe it's Shan Machlokes Magarvam and others. But the basic question is, what went down? Tilto Muxo or Bittul Kli? That's true, that's what you want to say. That's the question over here. That's good. You have a choice of being Metal to Muxo, you have a right to one of them. After Sugya Graf. What should you go do? Metal to Muxo? Or do the case of Vatul Kli? No, the bag will be ready. Is ready for bottle. The bag, the second bag, right? So you either bottle the second bag, or empty out the first one on the metal for muksa. No, I won't use it. I won't bottle the second bag. I'm not going to use the second bag. Basically, the question: what should I do with my bag right now? I'm Shabbos. Should I go take the bag, go to dumps and fill it up, and bring back the bag and fill up again, or make a brand new bag over here? What should I do? It's in my hands, biyodai. In this case, well, if you plan to put things inside, graf, maybe you have had them, which wasn't going to find it inside the water. Going to everybody by case of a graf. Now, what you going to do? The Maishi spoke again before in the beginning, the case of the Magarvam. Magarvam says you have a case over here of this Shilamad Hei, Zavdala. You have this bat that's cracked, that the Mashkazov is coming out. Kamal says you have over here a kli to put underneath it. It says the person, what should you go do? He has a question. Go take the second kli and put on top and mevatikli and not metal to muksa b'yadayim. That means the Magarvam is saying very kli is better. What's the loch? Bet mevatikli and not to tilt to muksa. Now he is, if so, why don't we go do this la loch? Take the second kli and put on top. Says mechuber. Kivei Eger argue on the side that mechuber has no dim mevatikli. But la loch kivei Eger says Magarvam is right. You have a choice of mevatikli. Verse Tel Tumuksa says in Kiveger, you're right, you should mevatikli and not be metal Tumuksa. Should mevatikli. He says, I'll bring you two riots to it. He says, one riot he brings down to the Sugya of Kufn and Dalam Beis, came along, Rashi says, "Mitzvah Sugiv Tzar Balachayim." What should you go do? He says, "Well, the first thing you should go do is put kamikazes underneath it. It should not break, and let things fall on top of it." Vatikli, once betalsa biyadayim. You see, vatikli it beats tzolta biyadayim. So you give amas amayim, you give the animal. What do you go do? Put pills and blankets. Vatikli, let's take the animal out. Alamai, you see that idea. Vatikli beats the idea of when you have a hetter not to betalsa biyadayim. Came along the prima godim. We are locked in the fact that you're comparing two sugyas, a sugya of books, a sugya of bain and slicer, one has nothing to do with another, wants to argue, the Al-Rab wants to argue. The Maisa Mishmu at the end of the day says, no, Kiveg is right, Mokabam is right, the lock is what you go do, you should come about the clean, when doubt the idea of filter monks. If so, what should you do in the case of a garbage bag? The Kamal Mishmu Shamsk al Khosai, and he writes in this print like 4 or 5 years ago, says what you go do, he says you should go. Mavat, you should go do a tiltal muksa, take the bag, empty it out, and bring it back. Tiltal muksa. So come along every sefer and says, go to sefer, or chaskayim, others, they wrote to the leiver, the maisa, you forgot. Salacha, shalom, they said, dal, mishigur, what went down, the dukli over, come and shikasha. What's going on over here? Maisa, new prince, he writes, Echlam, he says, afterwards, Ulam is before, Shalom and Hey, not like me. The prince right now, he changed the stock. He says, yeah, Echlami, he forgot. The Vil Sefer says he forgot, and he writes back, Echlami, I forgot. He changed the Lochad, Lochad, and Vatakli beats out the inn of Tiltal Muksa. Therefore, you have a choice of what to go do, Echlami, Shavatakli, and not be Metaltal Muksa over here. By Mezhe Shem, again, we'll finish off on Sunday, Vatakli, plus we'll go to Sugya, Inkin, Nitil, Ezer, Dovah, Nitil. I think on Monday, Agam was supposed to reach Bebeis, that's going to be on the test. Maybe after Shlomo Sasugi will go to the in Yonim and ask him to get the Tzai Balachayim. Slow.